Let us pray. Awesome God, by your resurrection power, you raised your Son Jesus from the dead. Turn our lives around so that we might see and know him as our living Lord and Savior. As we immerse to your God's word this morning, awake in us a constant awareness of your loving presence and fill our lives with the joy and hope on this Easter morning, with the joy of resurrection by faith in your Son, Jesus, that we all may know and have the power of his resurrection today and every day of our lives. For in his victorious name that we pray. Amen. On that first Easter morning, church, Christ is risen. Amen? Amen. And the tomb stands empty. God's not dead. Amen? He is alive. Christ's resurrection has become the very foundation upon which our faith is built. Christ's resurrection became the sign for us that God's place of salvation is complete. He came to take our place and to fulfill what all of us find so impossible to fulfill. And his purpose was that through his death on the cross, he would break the power of evil, the power of Satan, who had the power of death. And he did it. Amen? And by his resurrection, he delivered those who had lived all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Indeed, Christ's resurrection stands as an unshakable testimony that Jesus of Nazareth, the Galilean man who was born in a very humble beginnings, is the one who he said he was, the Son of God and the Savior of all who believe. And because of that Christ's resurrection, the world has never been same again. Can we hear amen to that, church? And so most of us here, Christians, have heard this story. And he said, heard this opening statement that I just uttered. Most of us have grown up in the church, already knew and accepted the fact of Jesus' resurrection. But I want to invite us all to take deeper into the meaning of this story that was shared to us long, long time ago. Have we really fully comprehend the true meaning, the power, and the impact of Jesus' resurrection? What I mean is that, what does resurrection mean for you and for me today? A story that was written and happened more than 2,000 years ago, how can that have a bearing in my life today? Beyond our belief in the teachings and proclamation of our faith about Easter, what does resurrection mean to our lives, to our everyday relationships, to our everyday decisions and priorities in the here and now? What does resurrection mean when I continue to make mistakes, when I have bad days, when things don't make sense at all? What does resurrection mean when I face fear and anxieties and disappointments? When I get sick, or perhaps when I lose a loved one? What does resurrection mean when I have been wounded? When I find so impossible to forgive or even to receive forgiveness? Some of these questions will be answered as we begin this whole series called Practicing Resurrection. Because I do believe that the resurrection story is not just a one-time event. Amen? This is not just one time that have happened more than 2,000 years ago to the Son of God. God wants to tell us that resurrection can still happen even now and even today. But today, I want us to share with you the power and the impact of the first resurrection story. What makes it so powerful? What makes it so earth-shaking and so impactful that our lives and our world that we live in has never been said the same again since the time of the first Easter. The Gospel of John in the 20th chapter offers us three important points that we can glean from the text to claim and reclaim over and over again the power and the impact of resurrection in our lives today. And first, because of Christ's resurrection, here this church, we can endure life challenges. Amen? How many of you today are facing life challenges? We don't need to go too far. All we have to open is to open your cell phone and see what's happening in our world today. Check on the news cycles. So much things are happening. Violence and death and sufferings. Diseases. We remembered that almost 4 years ago, we were on lockdown. We could not even gather in worship like this. We had to have our Easter celebration using a cell phone. You all remember that, church, right? At the cross of Christ, God reveals himself as the suffering and vulnerable God. Did you know that when Christ suffered on the cross, he identified with our own suffering. He identified with our own vulnerability. Because only those who stand beneath the cross and watch him suffer and die will be convinced that at the heart of the reality is the one who enters into our own suffering. The one who immerses himself into our own vulnerability. At the cross, Jesus moved in our vulnerability, in our guilt, in our alienation, in our suffering, even in our death. At the cross, we no longer have to wear the mask of invulnerability. We can confront any of our weaknesses and even affirm with Paul when he said, and I quote, "When I am weak, I am strong." And we can take up the cross with the full assurance that Christ has gone before us and now share its weight and its gain. Amen? In other words, the resurrection of Christ gives us the joy of knowing that if Christ himself was able to endure all the persecution and suffering and even death on the cross, then we ourselves can endure life challenges. Amen? That no matter how dark your lives are, no matter how difficult your problems, adversities, and suffering that comes along the way, you know that you can endure it because Christ himself endured it on the cross. Not only that Christ's suffering, we can endure life challenges, but also because of Christ's resurrection, we don't fear death. Did you hear that, church? We are no longer in fear of death. The greatest fear of all is the fear of death, right? Because it is the fear of the unknown. We don't know what was or what is beyond that. And before the resurrection of Christ, death was the final curtain call. Before the resurrection of Christ, all we could do is to mourn as those who have no hope. But hear me out, church. After Jesus' resurrection, when someone dies, we mourn because we have lost a loved one. But we mourn as people who have great hope because Jesus Christ is alive. And the promise of Scripture is that if he is alive, then we too can be alive forever. Amen? Our sins are forgiven by his shed blood, and we have the promise of an everlasting life. It changes the whole concept of death in and of itself. Sorrow and death do not have the final word anymore. Because in Christ's resurrection, we celebrate the end of that fear of death. Don't you feel joyful about that, church? That whenever we face life challenges and this fear of death, we will see this in a different picture, a different light. We see it from the angle of the people who are facing death head on. Death was defeated by Christ Himself. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Christ Himself broke through the death. And He conquered it head on. And He emerged triumphantly. Amen? So because of the resurrection, you and I can face death with dignity and with integrity, knowing that death is not the end of the story. Amen? And because of that, the final point that the Gospel of John wants to say to us, to claim and reclaim the power of the resurrected Christ. Not only that we can endure life challenges, not only that we are not supposed to fear anymore the death, but finally, in Christ's resurrection, there is the gift of hope. Amen? The gift of hope. There is hope even in the midst of hopeless situation. There's always another chance. Some people that I faced over my course of ministry, or someone said, Lord, I'm just praying, oh God, that I have this hope. We are all longing for hope. Isn't that what the promise of the resurrection is? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, the good news of Christ's resurrection is the good news of hope that is offered for you and for me. That's what you call the resurrection hope. God gives us the resurrection hope when we are freed from sins and mistakes that we have made. God gives us the resurrection hope from guilt and unforgiving attitude. God gives us the hope from abusive relationships, freedom from dysfunctional marriage, freedom from the bondage of drugs and alcoholism, freedom from selfishness, greed, and materialism. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you have done. If you've been trying to run against the weight of your past, there is hope. For freedom is found in the resurrected Christ. Amen? That's the hope that our resurrected Christ offers for us this morning, today. So church, no matter how dark the night, dawn always comes. No matter how cold or how long the winter in your life, spring always comes. The promise of new life, the hope of the everlasting life, is a gift that comes from Jesus' resurrection. That though sorrow may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. That we shall hew out the mountain of despair and fear, injustice, discrimination, and even poverty. In other words, God will make a way when there is no way. Can we hear amen, church? God will make a way. Say that to your neighbor. God will make a way when there is no way. It is my prayer that as we celebrate Easter Day today, that this will not be just a one-time event that have happened, that is embedded in the scriptures and in the Bible, a history that happened 2,000 years ago. But it's going to be a living example of a resurrection that is being practiced every day of our lives. When we can endure life challenges, when we don't fear death anymore, when there's always hope in and through us. From the very words of Bishop Desmond Tutu, the amazing archbishop in Africa, he was fond of saying, even in the gloomiest moments of apartheid in his country, he said, and I quote, hold on to your hope. Say that with me, church. Hold on to your hope. I have read the book. Say that with me, church. I have read the book. We win. Thanks be to God, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. O risen Savior, as we prepare ourselves for the great Thanksgiving, may we continue on to claim and reclaim the power and impact of resurrection that not only happened more than 2,000 years ago, but at the same time, a resurrection that is an ongoing reality in every day of our lives. May we endure life's challenges. May we not fear death. And may we have a hope. And all of this can only come if we embrace the gift of your salvation. In the name of the risen Savior that we pray, and all the people of God said, Amen.